Ralph McClurry's Christmas tree glimmers from a corner of his living room. It's decked with glittery ornaments and hand-drawn pictures from his 9-year-old daughter and his grandkids. Ralph is an Air Force veteran who, after struggling with drugs and alcohol, got his life back on track with help from the Hoosier Veterans Assistance Foundation. Here's what he had to say about his holiday traditions.
I went in the Air Force. Went in the Air Force on my birthday, April 19, 1973. I didn't get to serve but 84 days because I had a kidney problem. I got an honorable medical from the Air Force. Wish I could have stayed in longer, but I'm still a veteran. I'm still thankful. When I grew up in Kentucky. We didn't have much, you know. We was kind of poor. But my mom and my stepdad and them, I always made sure that we got something for Christmas. And my grandmother, she was living then, and she lived here. And every Christmas, a rain, snow, whatever, my grandmother would drive from here all the way to Kentucky and bring us gifts. And my mama would make the biggest Christmas dinner. I miss them dinners too. And me and my brothers and some of my cousins would come with her. We'd go out and play in the snow, because we had snow back then on Christmas. Just have lots of fun. I was locked up before. I was in Kentucky. I was in the penitentiary. And I made parole in November. And I didn't know where I was going to go. And December the 23rd, they let me go home. And I got to come up here and live with my son and my daughter-in-law on December the 23rd. And I had to spend Christmas with them. And that was the best Christmas that I had. Oh, man, it was great. Me and my daughter, she'd be here. Nobody here but me and her. On Christmas morning, never nobody here but me and her. She gets up, she comes in here, and she tears up the presents, be stuff everywhere. Then we'd get dressed and go out to my son's house and have breakfast over there and gifts. Then we'd leave and go over to one of my sisters. See, I got 7 sisters. 5 of them live here. We'd go to one of their houses and eat. My dad, most of the time, he's over. And we'd talk about, you know, all the good things that have happened to the family this past year. Just reminisce on old times.